Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up your diet with nutritious, yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing, your host of Balanced Life. And today we welcome back Mari Pizarro with Streamlined Health. Good morning, Mari. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning, Renee.
We're glad to have you back here. You're featured every first Saturday of each month on the Balanced Life, and we're grateful for that.
Thank you. I can't wait to be here every Saturday. So cool with the new subjects and things.
Oh, we have a good subject here today. And just to remind you that Mari is a balanced she's a transformational coach and author of the number one bestseller on Amazon, Gone in a Flash. So definitely check out her book. But okay, Mari, what are we going to talk about today?
Go ahead.
Yes. You're wanting to talk about detox secrets and multitasking foods. And I know we all do a lot of multitasking. So tell me what you mean by that.
Exactly. And you know that detox is my favorite subject.
And yes, I do.
And I promise I would not bring it every month. But as you know, I am a fan of finding easy ways, things that are less than 1 minute, to assist our body's detoxification process. And when I say that, it's our body's natural detoxification process. I am constantly researching ways to avoid toxic foods and compounds that, even if you eat super clean, they're everywhere, mm-hmm. right? So they're really hard to avoid. And I also do a lot of research on what foods will promote health, so that what I want is that everything we put in our body is health promoting. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we are exposed to a lot of toxicity in the environment, right?
I think we're exposed to more than we even realize.
And I don't want to be a downer, but just really quick, keep in mind that we are assaulted with toxins from the pesticides and chemicals in the food, mm-hmm. in the polluted air mm-hmm. that we inhale, like just going to work, getting out of your house, the water that we drink, even bottled water, the soap, shampoo, and a lot of cosmetics that unfortunately are loaded with chemicals. Yeah. And then the hormones and antibiotics in the animal products that we eat. But as I said, I don't want to be a downer. This is about good news. We are going to be bombarded with those things. And I think awareness is the first key into, okay, I am aware. We do not live in a bubble. And but all of these offenders can be causing many of your ailments. They damage your metabolism. They cause, in my case in particular, I had severe migraines that were caused with a lot of the things I was eating. They disrupt your natural hormonal balance. They impair proper digestion. And also, this toxicity takes your energy hostage.
True.
So, yeah. I can write a whole book in this topic.
I bet you can, because you're right. It doesn't end with food. It's
exactly.
Our environment. It's our home. It's our cleaning products. It's the air. It's the, yeah.
But since I'm all about food.
Yes, let's go back to the important part. Food.
I will share a few easy detox aids that will take you less than 1 minute to prepare, if you want to prepare them in the morning. And the first one, because breakfast, and we talked a little bit about breakfast in the last segment, mm-hmm. is the most important meal of the day. You're breaking the fast. an amazing detoxifying way to break the fast is having warm water with lemon.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Warm. Okay.
So you're going to warm your water. Like, let's say you're making a tea. This is the first thing I want you to have in your body so that we are waking up our system with a highly detoxifying and highly anti-inflammatory beverage, which is water with lemon. Okay. So really quick, what I do, because I am busy and I want to multitask, I buy my lemons. I wash them, whether they're organic or not. I'm going to wash them. And I cut them in quarters. Put them in a Ziploc, already cut. I cut one at a time, put them in a Ziploc. I wake up, go downstairs, immediately put my tea water, pour 4 to 6 ounces in a cup, and squeeze one of those quarters of lemon.
Okay, that's easy enough.
That is a total of 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're giving, and then I go up and continue doing my morning routine to get out of, you know, the things we have to do to get out of the house. And really, this should be something that this should become a habit, so that you are waking up your day with a highly detoxifying beverage that is inexpensive and it takes less than 1 minute to prepare.
Love that. Yeah. We all can do that.
Exactly. Lemons also are rich in natural antibacterial and immune boosting components, and not to mention vitamin C and other things. So it's a really, really good thing to start your day. And come on, sometimes small changes open the door for bigger.
Absolutely.
For bigger things.
Absolutely.
So that's my number one.
Okay, that's good. So what do you have? What's your second secret?
So multitasking, right? So I want me, my children, my family, and everyone that is listening to drink a lot of water a day. And we all know this, right? 8 to 10 glasses a day. Water is super important. But there are ways to improve that water. And you already know that the lemon water in the morning. But then the second secret is to infuse your water. And there's many, many ways to, you can infuse water with strawberries. You have probably seen them around. But one that is the heaviest multitasker is cucumbers.
Okay.
So infusing your water with flavor will not only help you consume more, which is so we're doing a multitasking water, and I'm going to go into why just adding sliced cucumbers can completely transform your water. But it also, if it has a good taste, you drink more. It's a scientific study show.
That's true.
That it's easier to drink more. So water infused with cucumber is going to hydrate your body, and it can also make you feel and look better. And it also takes less than 1 minute. Let me tell you why. It's hydrating, which we already mentioned. And when we are hydrated, and I'm talking about of course the water is hydrating, but the cucumber adds to it. When we are hydrated properly, our body functions better. And the natural organ detoxification process, which is, you know, the way we detoxify our liver, kidneys, and lungs, skin, it's just enhance. Just make sure you use filtered water, purify water if you have a purification system, or spring water. Just avoid any, you know, tap water if you can, right? So basically what we're doing is converting the water into vitamin water. But this is a lot cheaper than some vitamin waters that they sell and 100% natural. And we are adding, just by adding sliced cucumber into your water, you're adding a ton of vitamin A, vitamin C, and blood pressure lowering potassium. And because the source of the flavoring is from a whole food, which is in this case the cucumber, it's not fake. It's going to be absorbed by your body immediately. I see people paying a lot of money for these vitamin waters, and a lot of them are pasteurized, which is basically killing all of these goodies that the whole food has. Okay. They pay a lot of money, and yes, they're getting the hydration, but they're not really getting, the body's not
the
absorbing.
The healthy part of it.
Yeah. Body doesn't absorb it. It's already dead. And you can do, you know, I can go into other fruits if you don't like the cucumber flavor. But I found in my research that cucumber is the most powerful one.
Do you have to remove the skin, and do you have to buy organic for the cucumbers?
I prefer to buy things that I'm going to eat the skin. Mm-hmm. I prefer to buy organic because I don't want the amount of pesticides in my body. I don't want that. And I discovered that taking that out of my system really helped. Didn't eliminate completely my migraines, but it really helped with my migraines. Now, let's say you don't find them organic. Find them. Peel them. It's going to take you another, honestly, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
If they're organic, I wash them and just slice them. Mm-hmm. And I timed my time, and it took me less than one. It took me 50 seconds to wash it, slice it, and put it in water, put it in the refrigerator for the next day.
We're such a fast-moving generation, so that is great to know we can have a fast, healthy drink. But, dehydration causes fatigue and many other problems, too. So maybe we can go into that in our next segment.
Yeah, but let me share with that first. The cucumber water also is going to help keep hunger at bay. This hunger pains that sometimes we get because we're getting hydrated. And as you said, hydration is the key to many health benefits. And it's also skin for your, it's good. I'm thinking about skin for your skin and muscles. Cucumber have naturally recurring silica, which really soothes the skin and benefits the muscle tissues. Have you ever done the cucumber slices in your eyes?
No, but I've seen it, right? There's something to it, huh?
Exactly. That is the silica in the cucumber that is an anti-inflammatory.
Well, okay. Well, we'll come back and we'll discuss a little bit further with Mati Pizzotto with StreamlinedHealth.com. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education. And the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact their Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Jesus,
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we still have our Mati Pizzotto here today, the owner of Streamlined Health. And we want to finish up our conversation on multitasking water.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more.
So Mati. Really quick to summarize, just experiment with your waters. I would love for everyone that is listening here to make a commitment and at least begin the day with a warm lemon water, right? But feel free to experiment and add herbs such as basil and mint, rosemary, and fruits such as berries for an even more amazing result and a punch of flavor so that you stay hydrated. And those vitamins, if they are water soluble, they are going to be in your body also. They're going to be in the water and you're going to be drinking them. So it's an inexpensive way to stay hydrated, energized, while multitasking, assisting your body to stay healthy naturally.
I never thought of basil or rosemary or anything, but I bet that would be good. Everyone likes to try something new. So why?
Exactly.
I'm going to try that. Next time we talk, I'm going to let you know how that tastes.
Good.
And you know, you're right about multitasking our water and our food. And it's all part of balancing life. And
exactly.
That's really why we're here discussing it today. And I know we wanted to move along to healthy fats too.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay positive today. So
yes.
let's talk about the healthy ones and not the unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm not going to bash anything today.
Yeah.
Well, I did a little before.
No,
but
it's okay. It's all positive. It's all good.
So, you know, once your hydration needs are met, it's time to take our attention to food. And when I say food, I mean real, whole, preferably raw food. And I don't mean a piece of raw meat.
No,
I'm
not
talking
that.
Fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
I have
okay.
to always make sure I clarify that.
That's true.
But did you know that most people are not eating enough of these amazing nutrients, the fats? Did you know that most people are not eating enough healthy fats?
I believe that. Even my friends' kids, they don't eat vegetables. Nobody makes it part of their meals anymore. Everything's like run and go and busy
exactly.
schedules. So I do believe that.
So today, we've discussed the lemon water in the morning. We've discussed infusing your waters with cucumbers or with other fruits and herbs. And the third detox secret for today is adding healthy fats into your diet.
That's okay.
You know, daily moderate amount of healthy fats is essential for good health. And let me tell you what these good fats are. They are mono and polyunsaturated fats, as well as omega-3s. Those are the kings and queens of the fat, you know, empire,
okay.
to say it like that. These fats are going to help the body lowering bad cholesterol, the LDL.
Okay.
When you do your cholesterol measure, it's going to be composed of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Okay.
You want the good cholesterol to go up because it's going to help you fight disease, and you want the bad cholesterol to go down.
Okay.
So these fats are going to help you doing that.
Okay.
That changing that the problem that everybody has is the opposite.
Yeah.
And these fats are going to help you and even prevent disease. They're going to guard you against obesity. And my favorite thing, they are anti-inflammatory. And because I am a woman and I am going through menopause and I had my migraines and all of my inflammatory problems, this was key to my detoxification process and my key to getting healthy. Basically, you know, it's a holistic approach. It's not only doing a little bit of that. It's doing a little bit of many things.
Right. And inflammation affects digestive, arthritis. It's the cause of many.
Exactly.
Yeah, diseases. So this can help so many conditions, I would think.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned arthritis, and which is very related to fibromyalgia. It's basically, it's like a close causing. It's all caused by inflammation. You reduce the inflammation, you reduce these things. And you reduce the inflammation eating differently. And but let me show you a few of these fats in real form. The first one of my favorites is avocados.
I love avocados.
So the combination of antioxidants and fiber in this versatile fruit, avocado is a fruit, It assists the body in detoxification. And let me tell you, amazingly, because I think this is amazing, 1 ounce of avocado, which is one-fifth of a medium avocado, 1 ounce contains 8% of your necessary daily fiber, paired with essential nutrients, vitamins, potassium, and magnesium. And this is taken from the Good Life magazine, a magazine that I sometimes write articles for, and it's based on scientific research. I like to back up everything I say with scientific research. So take that 1/5 of an avocado. I recommend everybody to have one avocado a day. If you don't like the flavor, there's ways to prepare it. But if you like the flavor, you should have avocados as a snack.
I mean, you can use avocado as a substitute. I know you have a chocolate pudding recipe on your Facebook yes. that uses avocado.
As a base, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And to
it's
make
so
smoothies
healthy.
Look like they are from heaven because they're pudding. I mean, if you like that consistency, like really creamy and rich.
Exactly. It's so true. And, you know, it goes beyond guacamole.
It does. But yeah. I love my guacamole also.
Oh, I do too. That's healthy, right?
So another one of these amazing fats are found in nuts. Okay. And please remember, when I say nuts, peanut, even though it has the nut word in it, it's not a nut. It's a legume.
Oh.
And legumes are complicated, and we're not going to talk about them today. But when I say nuts, I'm talking about almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, pistachios, cashews.
Cashews, yeah.
That's the type of... So
I always thought they were high in fat, but they are healthy fat.
They're okay.
And high in protein and, I guess, fiber. And
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly the same as avocado.
It's okay to eat that. Okay.
They are high in fat, and they are high in fat that we need to have an optimal functioning body.
Okay.
So nuts really are should be a staple in every healthy diet.
Okay.
I use them as a snack when I don't have avocados handy. I travel a lot, as you know, and I put my nuts in Ziplocs, and that's a very, very healthy snack that I know I'm getting a lot of nutrition just eating raw nuts. I mean, raw unsalted. If you add the salt, then...
Now, you say raw. I mean, you have to look for it to say raw. They can't be roasted or... Okay.
I mean, I'm going to give you the best solution. If you're going to eat nuts, I am going to recommend you eat them raw, which means the way nature intended them to be eaten. You can also buy them with a shell and break them at home. I do always have that bowl of nuts at home. People have fun just even opening them.
True.
But yeah, they usually say raw. If they say roasted, then they're not raw.
Okay.
They were cooked. And what happens is that you can put a nut in the ground and a tree will come up, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All of that energy goes into our cells when we eat the nuts, into our body.
Yeah.
When you cook it, you're killing that.
Okay.
If you don't have anything else, you go for the roasted nuts, please. Okay. But if you have the option, why compromise?
I think people think they're eating healthy and they grab any kind of nuts off the shelf and not realizing this. So I think that's an important point.
Read the label.
Read the label.
It should
say
nuts, not and the oil and then MSG and salt and whatever wasabi powders and all of that crap that they put into the... It's just they're making them... They sell better because those substances are addictive.
Okay.
So you eat more. You can't have one. When they say you can't have only one, they mean business. It is true.
Yeah.
You cannot have only one. They have people making sure that they are addictive enough.
That's true. It's a shame.
And the third is omega-3s. The third amazing fat is omega-3. And according to the Mayo Clinic, omega-3s might decrease the risk of artery disease. It helps lower blood pressure. And it also helps our brain functions better.
Oh, so we all need that, don't we?
Yeah. And then what are the foods with the highest concentration of this wonderful fat, omega-3s? Fish is one, not all fish, but salmon is the number one. Now, salmon, fish is very controversial because they're highly contaminated nowadays.
That's what I was wondering.
So
make sure
when you buy your salmon that it is wild caught.
Okay.
Preferably Alaskan salmon versus Atlantic.
Okay.
Which is more contaminated because you're eating what they're eating.
Okay.
And but the smaller the fish, Mm-hmm. The higher the concentration in omega-3s and the less contamination.
Because
the smaller fish, they eat plankton and seaweed.
Okay.
So they're not eating other things around the ocean. And these are trout, sardines, herring. And let me tell you, I know sardines somehow in the U.S. have a bad rep because they come in this small can. I grew up with fresh sardines, which are actually big and meaty, and you grill them and they're delicious. It's a white fish and nothing that could ever fit in those little
How about tuna? Did you say tuna? Tuna steaks or
no? I'm not saying tuna on purpose, because tuna, it's a big fish that eats a lot of stuff, and tuna has a natural tendency to absorb mercury.
Okay.
Tuna, the animal, the fish.
Okay.
And so more and more research is coming up, you know, showing the high amounts of mercury in tuna. And even though tuna would be healthy if there were no mercury in the ocean, it's something that I completely removed from my diet probably 7 months ago, not long ago. Really, really love it.
Yeah.
I'm not eating tuna anymore, and I'm not recommending tuna anymore. It's just better
shoot,
to
I love
it's just
my
so
tuna
and it's
steaks.
So it's so expensive. So why would you pay all of that money knowing that it is contaminated? So there are plant sources of omega-3s, and these include flax seeds, almonds, walnuts, and sunflower seeds.
Okay.
So there's a lot of my clients are not that happy about fish. Then you can substitute omega-3 sources with plant-based omega-3 sources.
Okay.
And also, something I love, olives and extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
These are delicious. They're versatile in many Mediterranean dishes. Olives are rich in antioxidants, anti-cancer agents. Let me see what else. Again, we go with the anti-inflammatory. These are natural anti-inflammatory foods, everything that we have discussed today, that Mother Nature has there for us. Yes, some of the fish is contaminated, but we did that.
We did that. God
right?
didn't give it to us that way.
Yeah. and of course, if olives are all of that, extra virgin olive oil is all of that too. And the reason why I recommend extra virgin, it means that it comes from the first press.
Oh, okay.
So it's like maple syrup. You want the one, or I prefer the one that comes from the first sap that comes out of the tree. So it's the same. That's why, and it contains a higher amount of all of these nutrients. It's like
I didn't know. That.
Yeah,
okay,
it's like tea. You do the tea, and if you redo the tea, it's not gonna have. So extra virgin is the tea that you do with the first tea bag.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the same, and.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for keeping everything on such a positive note for us today. How would our audience get in touch with you, Madi?
So I would love to see you visiting my Facebook page. It's streamlinedhealth, and liking it. I put a lot of attention into posting really healthy, nutritious, and delicious recipes there. And also, I have an amazing website that has all of my blogs, a few videos, and free gifts also for you, so you can live a balanced, healthy life on your own.
And that's streamlinedhealth.com.
Yes.
And don't forget about Marty's book, Gone in a Flash, which you can purchase on Amazon. Thank you so much again for being with us today, Marty. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Renee.
Multitasking food and a healthy, balanced life does matter. Thank you. Have a great week. I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts.
Be the wind in these sands. Be the reason that I.
Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up up your diet with nutritious, yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the costs if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Henge of the Henge Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Henge at 215-704-6385.
Good morning and welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And for this half hour, we have Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency. Say that 10 times fast. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm fine. Thanks. Great.
I'm going to stick to your first name. How about that?
It is challenging sometimes.
We're glad to have you back. We had you here last month. Bruce specializes in life insurance and annuities, and as we discussed last month, a lot of times people start to glaze over when someone starts to say insurance, because sometimes it's a topic that people don't want to discuss or look into the future, heaven forbid something would happen, but it is great to have open discussion, and we thank you for coming in today.
Appreciate it very much, and yes, it is a topic that a lot of people do not want to deal with, only because they don't want to deal with their mortality, and that is a problem.
That's so true. I completely understand that. But, you know, prevention and plans are a big part of life and a big part of balancing life. So I think it's very important to have an open discussion about this, and I think it will benefit our listeners here today. And I think we'd like to use this half hour a little bit as a question and answer type session. A lot of people do have those frequently asked questions. So one thing I've thought of is when you're buying life insurance, since that's one of your specialties, I've always been curious about the medical exam. I mean, you have to have an exam, and what is the purpose of that?
Well, there are some policies that do require a medical exam. Those are what they usually call fully underwritten policies by the insurance company, but not all policies are that way. I work with a lot of different companies that we have what we call non-medical type policies, which means no professional nurse comes out and draws blood and goes through the weight and the height and all those kind of things. These are policies that all we do is answer questions on an application regarding your health and your medical history, and we submit it to the companies there, and that's what we call non-medical type policies.
Does that include if you have a pre-existing condition? Is that what they're trying to look at or determine from this exam?
Yes, in a way, but that's also part of the answers on your questionnaire when you do fill out the application. Do you have any type of pre-existing conditions? What those conditions are? In addition to your conditions, they also go into your medical history. And also any type of drugs that you would be using for any type of condition.
So does that determine what you need in your policy? That determines your cost? I guess obviously you said the age is factored in and your health and obviously
yes.
All that. But
yes, mainly the health is a really big part of an application, all different questions regarding your health. And again, then it comes down to the drugs that you are taking, and each one of those has different qualifications on the type of insurance and the amount of insurance. Of course, there's always the availability of insurance no matter what your health is. It's a matter of the premiums that are involved with those type of coverages.
So is there a maximum age? Or the older you get, the more the policy costs? Or...
Yes, with that, of course, it's like everything else. As age goes on, the policy increases for your premiums. Limit as far as age is concerned is 85. We write policies anywhere between days old to 85 of age.
Oh, really? Babies can have a policy?
Yes, definitely. That's one of the policies that really families do not look at, and they. In my opinion, they really should pertain to that. They really should look into it because it is a way of insuring your child at a very young age, at a very low premium, with a possibility of having a very high coverage. And with the medical things that happen in today's world, all the health things that happen in today's world, there is a lot of changes that could occur in a family that this insurance for the child would be very important.
Wow, I never even thought of that. I was going to ask you, what do you think the minimum age is, like getting out of college and starting a job? But I see what you're saying. I guess you can insure your children, and they can carry that policy through their young adult life and on.
Yes, they do. And as I said, I feel it's very important, especially with the lower premiums that are involved. And again, with different family histories. And with just the environment itself, we never know when our health is going to change. And because of that, it's a very good opportunity to have a nice nest egg insurance policy that the child can carry for the rest of their life without looking at a lot of the medical problems that may crop up.
Boy, I think, yeah, that's something for families to really consider. Something I've actually never considered. So that does give us food for thought. So how long does the approval take once you get the medical exam and fill out the application and such? How long does that approval take?
Well, as far as a non-medical type policy is concerned, as mentioned, filling out the application, answering the questions, the signatures on them, that kind of information. I submit it to the company, and in some instances, I can get approval within 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
With different types of policies, when there are a lot of medical concerns, or if we're looking at very high-value policies under the fully underwritten type policies, yes. Do we have a longer period of time? Yes, usually, you know, a couple weeks for that fully underwritten, because again, a medical professional has to come out and take those medical concerns, as I mentioned, the weight and the height and different drugs and so forth, and then submit it to the company. So that does take a longer period of time.
Okay, after the approval, then how long does it take for the coverage to start?
It's a dependable question because some of the policies we can have coverage immediately. or a lot of the policies are covered when the first premium is paid. And again, with the non-medical type policies, the first premium is really connected with the application. So it could be approved at that particular time. So the time element is a little bit different with different types of policies.
It's really dependent on the individuals or the families, I guess, that you're trying to insure. There's different variables. So I think you definitely want to meet with an agent. I know so much is done online today, but you need to really, it sounds like, meet with an agent because there are variables. There are a lot of questions. So they would meet with you. And you obviously strongly recommend having a licensed professional do this to get that right policy that's custom designed and their lifestyle and such.
In most of the states that I'm familiar with, yes, you do need a license to fill out an application to submit to a company. Different types of licenses. I'm licensed for life, health, annuities. So there are different types of policies. I'm also licensed in the state of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. So you do need that type of professional to sit down with you and go over so many alternatives. I represent, as an independent agent, many companies, and the reason that is so that I can really fit a policy with the individual, whereas a lot of the companies only have a few policies or a few ideas for a client. I can have many, many ideas and different alternatives for a customer or a client to decide which avenue to go. Do they want a term policy? Do they want a permanent type policy? What types of permanent type policies? There's a lot of variables that an individual could select, and that has a lot to do with what they're looking for, either in the short term or the long term.
Wow, there's a lot to know about insurance. Who knew? But you do have a class coming up this Thursday. It's not insurance specific. It's Social Security.
Yes, we do have what we're explaining is the Social Security benefits and how they can be chosen by an individual who is looking to start to go on Social Security or have already been on Social Security.
Where can they sign up for this or be a part of it?
Well, they need to, the best way is to just contact me through my cell phone, which is 215-704-6385.
Okay, Bruce, I'm anxious to ask you several more questions here. We have Bruce Henge from the Henge Agency, specializing in life insurance and annuities. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we'll be right back with more Balanced Life.
Jesus, be the center.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we're glad to have Bruce Henge here today from the Henge Agency. I said it better that time, right, Bruce? I'm getting there.
You're getting there. That's fine.
You know, for the people that do not know Bruce, he's been in the real estate and insurance businesses for 44 years, and he actually served 3 years in the Army. And I think that's really interesting. I know you enjoy continuing serving people and the public and making their families safe and things. So tell us what you do to balance life. You know, your mm-hmm. career, your family, it's even for men, it's hard.
Oh, it's
a challenge.
It's always a challenge. It's always a challenge in life and trying to balance everything that goes on, especially when you've been through different things in life. When you have a lot of grandchildren that are involved, there's a lot of activity that's going on.
They keep you young, right?
They keep you young, all right. Definitely, if they're running around on a weekend at four or five, six different sporting events, yes, that keeps you young.
That's
but
for
yes,
sure.
But yes, we have. Between my wife and I, we have 10 grandchildren.
Oh, so my goodness, you are busy.
It keeps us running quite a bit.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. So that's how you balance life.
If you call that a balance.
Yeah. They're
trying to make appointments with people and trying to get with people, running seminars, classes, that kind of things. It comes down to scheduling your life. Unfortunately, that's what we have to do nowadays.
It's true. It's definitely almost trying to compartmentalize that career, that family, the kids, the grandkids, and things like that. So, well, at least we all know we're in the same boat together, right? That's why we're here for Balanced Life, to help support each other and give each other tips on how to do that.
A lot of us are, especially the people that are self-employed, as myself and you are. It does give extra challenges to our lifestyle.
It does, and more reason to have insurance, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
we never know what's going to happen today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it's so true. So that's definitely an important lesson. Since you specialize in the life insurance and annuities, and I'm asking all the questions that I have in my mind today, but what type of policy should I buy? When you're looking at me, I guess you call it a term or permanent type policy. Can you explain that?
Sure. There are basically two types of policy, which, as you mentioned, a term or a permanent type policy, although there are a number of different types of permanent type policies. Term is pretty self-explanatory. It is for a period of time. You pay a premium. You get a certain amount of coverage for that 10, 15, or 30-year term according to your age and according to your health. It insures you for that. You have that type of insurance for that period of time. After that period of time, the coverage goes away, unless possibly somewhere down the line you may have converted that term policy into what we call a whole life policy. A whole life policy is a type of permanent type policy. As I mentioned, there are a number of different permanent types. Whole life is one of those where your policy covers you for your, what it basically says, an entire life. It does create some type of cash value, accumulates over time, and you could borrow against that policy for maybe some unforeseen expenses somewhere down the road. Another type of permanent type policy is what we call a universal life. This is a similar to a whole life policy where it is insured, you're insured for your entire life. It does build cash value over time. And this one has different things availability to it, as a flexible premiums and also flexible face amounts for that period of time. And then you get into variables, different types of variable insurance. And those are basically, you know, those different types that you can purchase. Again, I mentioned that under the whole life, there are a number of different variations.
Now, you would give recommendations on what you would want or recommend to someone to do, correct?
Yes. What I do when I sit down with an individual or a couple, I really want to go into their background, into why they're thinking of life insurance, different types of life insurance, the purpose of it. And what I always say is what their big why is, and meaning, you know, the purpose of looking at different types of insurance. And with that, I always go into their long-term needs and their short-term needs. What would happen on a short-term or a long-term if the primary breadwinner just passes away or has a disability effect on what happens to the remainder spouse and or the children? How are they going to maintain their lifestyle? How are they going to pay for the normal day-to-day expenses that come up? And with that, again, you know, you're looking at what would happen in that instances. If you have younger children, how do they go to college? Who's going to pay for the college? These are all the information and questions that I go into in detail with an individual or a couple to really determine which avenue to choose, and then from there, which company to choose. Because as I mentioned to you, I represent 17 different companies, so we have a lot of different choices for a lot of different reasons. So we really want to get to those needs of those individual people before I even get into the premiums or the amounts that they're looking at, is to figure out why they're doing it and for that reason.
Wow, that's a lot to know and a lot to address and a lot for folks to really analyze about their life and about their children and where they're going in the future and where they need to be and things. So that's important.
It is very important to really sit down and analyze the things that could happen, because we never know in today's world that, as I mentioned, today is one and tomorrow is another. So we really want to cover all the possibilities that are in each individual's family life, so that we do cover those possibilities and have enough so that they can maintain their lives and actually continue with their lives if something does happen.
Because I think sometimes, we try to stick our head in the sands. We try not to think of, something bad that may happen, but just knowing that your family is secure in the future, I think gives someone
peace
of mind.
It does give you a peace of mind that those things are covered if something does happen. There's so many cases out there. I just had a friend that husband was in a car accident. And by no means he was old, and by no means he was young, but people just they do different things and they don't realize it. And he was in a coma for a while, and then he just passed away. And so there are things that you just don't think of. You're not expecting to, and those are catastrophes that we want to take care of, so that the family can really continue without making drastic decisions. Right when something like that happens.
And that makes you feel good about what you do, because you are securing families' futures. And I'm sure that makes you very passionate about being or wanting to help people.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I get a lot of benefit of sitting down and helping with a family, with an individual, to cover their needs, their different needs. Because as we discussed, everyone has different needs, different things that they have in their head, and they really never even delved into them. But I try to pull that out so that we get those things covered in their family.
And I know we say peace of mind, and that does sound cliche, but this is pretty deep stuff.
This is deep. I consider it very deep, because you never, as I always say, you never know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. And personally, you need to cover those possibilities, those avenues, if you want to have a continued family lifestyle with the remainder people.
Okay, Bruce, can you mention again the class that you have coming up this Thursday?
Yes, we will be running at different type of classes. These classes are basically for Social Security, to know all the benefits of Social Security and how people can apply for Social Security. People don't realize, but there's 567 ways to collect your Social Security benefits, and those are the kind of things that we explain at different classes.
That's great. And how can people get in touch with you?
The best way is to reach my cell phone, which is 215-704-6385, or you can email me at bhengey2@gmail.com.
Bruce, tell us real quick what areas you service.
I'm licensed in the state of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I know it's a big area, but those are two of the states that I am licensed and cover.
I strongly encourage our audience to protect their future and their resources. Bruce Hengey from the Hengey Agency can help you do that. I am Renee. Thank you for joining us today. Renee with InTouchMarketingConcepts.com. Keeping your family insured and feeling secure leads to a balanced life. Have a good week.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the costs if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Hengie of the Hengie Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Hengie at 215-704-6385.